Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Nun Vav, is a very basic one that gives us background to one of the highlights of the year, and that is Musaf on Yom HaKippurim, and particularly the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Musaf of Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara tells us on Nun Vav Amibes something fantastic, which Rashi really added punch to this Gemara, and in Rashi's addition teaches us some very, very important yesodos in terms of how we should perceive and act in the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Nun Vav Amibes, Ahu de Nachis Kameh de Rava. Rashi learns that here Nachis, like described in Maseches Brachos, often refers to someone who goes down to daven for the Amud. So someone had gone down to daven for the Amud, and he, in describing the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, Rashi adds that we have the custom to say the Seder Yom HaKippurim b'tfilah. He made what seemed to be a slight error in terms of describing how many stands there were in the Beis HaMikdash, and whether the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSa'ir were on two different stands, like the opinion of the Chachamim, or there was only one stand, as the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. The Ritva picks up on Rashi's Lashon, and from the Ritva there are important Yesodos that are necessary in terms of showing the Chashivus of the Seder HaAvodah B'Yom HaKippurim. The Ritva writes on Nun Vav Amibes, he quotes our Rashi, and he brings down the comment of the Iter. Shamina mihacha shebeloshna mishnah omeroso, that you're supposed to say the Seder Avodah, it's not just poetry that you're saying over the Seder Avodah. Says the Sefer Iter that you're supposed to say beloshna mishnah, and the girsa that the Ritva brings down is the girsa of Atakon Antanu. I have to say that as a young bachur learning in a Litvish yeshiva, I'm zochet to come from great Chassidim of the Hashem, and many in my family daven Nusach Svard. However, learning in a Litvish yeshiva, one of my chavrusas showed me a tshuva from Moran, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that since he believed that Nusach Ashkenaz was more correct than Nusach Svard, that a person who grew up davening Ashkenaz, they can and should switch to Nusach Ashkenaz. If they grew up davening Nusach Svard, but they daven in yeshiva that davens Ashkenaz, they could and should switch to Nusach Ashkenaz for themselves. In fact, but that is what I did and many of my friends as well did. However, when it comes to the Avodah and Yom HaKippurim, the girsa that the Ritva mentions, which is a precise girsa of the Lashon HaMishnah, is Ata Konanta, is the girsa of Ata Konanta. If I'm not mistaken, that is the girsa of Nusach Svard, and not the girsa of Nusach Ashkenaz. Interestingly, if I'm not mistaken, a great Kohen, who I'm Zocha to daven with on Yom HaKippurim, Rav Yaakov Katz Shlita, he, even though the yeshiva is davening Nusach Ashkenaz, he switches, and here you have a source in this Ritva to the Nusach of Svard, the Nusach of Ata Konanta. So the Ritva points out that this whole story that our Gemara brings out on Yuma Nun Vav Amibes only could have come about if Rashi felt that the girsa that we're supposed to say is supposed to be precise. What Rabbi Braunschweigel used an expression that sometimes people turn learning into poetry. Now, poetry is a central part of expression of the human experience. It's also a spiritual expression. In tefillah and avodah, the Torah is full of shira. However, what emerges from our sugya points out the Ritva from the Sefer HaItur is that when it comes to the Amira of the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, it's not poetry, but rather it's a precise description of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. Hence, even if there was a contradiction in the Lashon of the Kohen Gadol and the Shliach Tzibur, more precisely, if there was a contradiction in the Lashon of the Shliach Tzibur, Rava immediately jumped onto it, and Rava pointed out that one has to be careful in terms of its Avodah. Okay, now, based on this, what emerges is the following yesod that we see as well from other Shailas Uchuvas Svarim, and that is that when the Kohen Gadol did the Avod in Yom HaKippurim, we had the Avod of Yom HaKippurim. However, that today, the Avod Nafshenu, we do not have the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, the Beis HaMikdash. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that this halacha will not no longer be halacha lemaisa, it will only be drosh v'kabel schar. However, halacha lemaisa, unfortunately today, is the following. And that is that the davening of Musaf on Yom HaKippurim, the Seder HaAvodah, is a Seder HaAvodah where we try to be as precise as possible and as consistent as possible in its description of the Avoda. Ad kidei kach, that there is a fascinating expression, there's a Shailas Utshuva Sefer that is quoted in, we're going to quote, from the expanse of the Masorah of Klal Yisrael from Rav Soloveitchik to Minhagim of Satmar, and the Sefer Minig Yisrael Torah, which if I'm not mistaken was written by Satmar Chasidim, they quote a Shailas Utshuva Michulas Machanayim that points out Ma shenagu b'chol tfutzas Yisrael, asher b'minyan shaya ha-kohen mones sheva hazoyos b'yom ha-kippurim. They'd seem like in those days they would actually choose a kohen to do the sheva hazoyos, achas l'malo v'shev l'mata, hachazin tzoek, v'kach ha-yemona achas v'achas, the chazin screams it out, v'akol marishim acharov, and everybody says it as well. U'lechora lo neida ma'ini yesh b'zeh. What is the source for this? He points out that al pi halacha lechura, the achas and the achas va'achas is not even ma'akev in the Seder HaAvodah. What is this Shailas Utshuvas Mecholas HaMachinayim referring to? If we look back in the Gemara that we had learned earlier on Nunhei Amid Aleph, the Gemara has a machlokas of why we say both the achas limala and repeat it when we say the lamata as well. We say achas, achas v'achas. Achas, achas v'shtayim. Why don't we just say achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalot? What is the repetition of this achas v'achas, as Shlomo Zalman over here adds? What's the necessity for that repetition? So there are two opinions in the Gemara Nun Hei Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. We pass like their opinion of Rabbi Lazar is that it's the easiest way to count. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason for it is because the rationale for it, says Rabbi Yochanan, is that we're afraid not that a person is going to make a mistake, as Rabbi Lazar had said, but there is Xeris Hakosil. Umatam Adomer Yaza, Limin al Azor Rishon Shitzricha Minyan, Im Kol Achas Va'achas. Know that there you need to make a connection between Achas Lamala and Achas Lamata. We've discussed in the past when we did the Daf Yomi Shir that Dvarim Amukim Po, I made a reference that my namesake, Chaim Nasanata, was the Rav of Ruzhan, and it's legend has it, he was brother in laws with Rabbi Yaakov David, and in our family there is a tradition, or even a legend, that they used to learn Bechavrusa Kabbalah on the night of Yom HaKippurim, and I said I would not be surprised if they discussed the relationship, Alpi Kabbalah. There's nothing in Nigla that I'm aware of that is Megala. What exactly is the requirement to connect the Hazos Lamala? Now, Hazos Lamala means when the Kohen Gadol would do the Zrika, he would do it like this, and then Lamata, which the Mishnah describes as Kematzlif, is he would do it like that, going downwards. What is the relationship that you need to count that in the connection? Asks the Mecholas HaMachanayim, we paskin shel kedei shelo yata. So why do we do it? V'anachnu marishim mafligim b'minyin hazeh sholosh pam ritzufim v'cholish Yisrael amod v'mitzes yamin asher tfutzas Yisrael b'yom ha-kippurim b'seder avoda lo yasu ra sholosh pam b'chinam. He says there must be some great significance of why we do this. However, he doesn't explain. It's quite clear that amongst the Hasidim, there are inyanim that are based on Kabbalah. However, it could very well be that there's more that we could explain in terms of the significance of it and come out with a couple of important yesodos in halacha lemaisa in terms of the avod of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur. Now, there's a fascinating question that some Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, even the Taz and others quote this, that there are some Rishonim who did describe the Seder Avodah Yom HaKippurim not just only in the Musaf. There was a custom in the Siddur of Sadya Gaon, there was a custom to say over the entire tefillah of Yom HaKippurim, not only in Musaf, but also in Shacharis as well. What's the reason that we don't do that? So it's quoted in the name of the Ritz Geis, Kederach She'ein Omrim Seder HaKabonis Hayom, Lo B'Shabbos V'Lo B'Tom V'Lo B'Mod V'Lo B'Rosh Chodashim Elo B'Musaf. That in Musaf, there's a special reason to say over the Avodah, just like we don't say the Avodah in the Tefillah of Shacharis and Mincha. Some, of course, have the custom, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, to say Karbonis, but it wasn't included in the Shemona Esrei. However, Musaf, let's say Tefillah's Musaf on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and so on, there the primary component of the Tefillah is the Tefillah of the Avodas HaKarbonos. What is the reason that specifically we do it in Musaf? So here we have a Taisus in Brachas. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Taisus in Brachas points out that there's a reason why there's Tashlumen for Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, but there isn't Tashlumen for Musaf. The reason for that is because Musaf was Tiknu, the original Takana of Musaf was not a Takana of Tefillah, but rather the Takana of Musaf was a Takana of Unishalma Farim Sifaseinu. It wasn't a Takana of Rachmi. The other Tefillahs are Rachmi. And if we make reference to the Avodah, that is only secondary. However, when it comes to Musaf, there the whole institution was based on the idea of Unishalma Farim Sifaseinu, that there was an inyan for us to recreate the Musaf service. Hence, if Avar Zmano, we have a rule in Kachim, Batel Karbono. If the Zman of the carbon is passed, you don't bring the carbon. Says Tosus and Brachas and Chavavim and Alf. That's why there's no Tfilas Tashlumin when it comes to Musaf. Now we see what is the source for our meaning specifically to choose to go over the Avodas Kohen Gadol B'Musaf B'Yom HaKippurim, even though Rav Sadya Gaon has a point. We should go over the whole Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. So that we don't do. That we only do during Musaf. Why? Because the Tefillah of Musaf is Unishal Mafarim Sifaseinu. Im Kenim Advarim, now we understand what happened in the story with Rava, and why Rashi presents it this way, and what the Ritva is, Medayik and Shitas Rashi. And that is that when the Kohen Gadol's Avodah is recreated during our Tefillas Musaf, there is an Inyan Gadol. There's an Inyan Gadol al pi Kabbalah of saying over Achas and Achas va'Achas, but it could be that there's another Inyan as well. And that is, even though the counting was only Kadesh lo Yitta in terms of Nigla, maybe Nistar, we have Rabbi Yochanan's Svara, but al pi Nigla, it's only the Svara of Rabbi Lazar, Shelo Yitte, but at the end of the day, that Svara of Shelo Yitte is only a Svara that is being introduced in terms of why then they counted. But Lamaisa, they did count. And our responsibility on Musaf of Yom HaKippurim is to recreate that Avoda of the Kohen Gadol. The only Shaila that one could ask is that in the Minig Yisrael Torah of Satmar, they say that the custom was that everybody would say it over. It's interesting, they might have even had an emphasis of having a Kohen say it over because of recreating a Kohen Gadol. For those who are Zocha to have a Kohen that's doing it during Musaf, so then in such a case it becomes even more tangible. In the yeshiva that I'm Zocha to work with, in Netiv Aryeh and Yom HaKippurim, the Rosh Kolov of the yeshiva is Rav Yaakov Katz, who is a Kohen, who Rav Nevin Sal Shlita is referred to as HaKohen HaGodol Me'echav, and he is the Kohen recreating the Avodah during the Musaf. In fact, he even does, when he says the Achas Lamala v'Achas Lamata, he points his finger, Achas Lamala, and then he does Sheva Lamata to indicate the Kohen Gadol's actual actions in his Avodah. And in truth, I saw quoted by the Kaf HaChaim that there is actually a source to look at it this way. That not simply that Musaf is, in general, Unishal Mafarim Sifaseinu, but we look at the Shliach Tzibur. Matov Manoim, if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, but we look at the Shliach Tzibur as if he is recreating the Avodas Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. Here is the Lashon of the Kaf HaChaim in Simin, Tav Reish Chaf Aleph Sif Yutes. He writes the following: B'Musaf Amar Shliach Tzibur Seder Avoda Shelo Aisa Ikar Avoda Shel Kohen Gadol El B'Musaf Yom HaKippurim. So his explanation is that was the Ikar Avoda. We suggested another reason why we recreate the Avoda then, because the whole Tfilas Musaf is Unishama Farim Sif Asenu. That explanation is given by the Taz. And listen to the Lashon of the great Kaf HaChaim. Ulechein gam anachnu omrim osa b'musaf kedei l'kayim unishalma farm sifaseinu v'lechein yechavein hachazan ki'ilu hu b'makom kohen gadol. The chazan should have kavana that he is in the place of kohen gadol v'lachzor b'tshuva shlemo ulechavei l'chaper ala'am. So there is actually a recreation. And I think Rav Soloveitchik told this to his students, that there is a recreation of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim by the Chazan B'Shas HaAvoda. And of course, how dramatic when it's a Kohen himself who's ready to be a Kohen Gadol, or we hope and we pray it will be a Kohen Gadol, then in such a case, to recreate it even with the hand movements, like the way Rabbi Yaakov Katz does it, that in itself is all a chelek of that avoda. Another interesting halacha that might emerge from this, if I'm not mistaken, I heard from a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Soloveitchik used to have a custom that when the chazan said the avodas hamusaf yom hakippurim, they would have two honorable people from the community that would be on either side of the chazan. Where does that come from? That's also based on this. The Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth Perek, in Perek Taraf Bikalpi, said Taraf Bikalpi, during when they did the lottery for the Seir Lazazel and the Seir HaMishtaleach, so then it says, Haskan B'yaminoi, V'roish Av Bezdin, V'roish Beisav, excuse me, Rosh Beisav B'smolo. He had the Skan on his right, and the Rosh Beisav on his left. Hence, even that part, even the idea that the Kohen Gadol was flanked on Yom HaKippurim, some have the custom, should be recreated as well. Hence, the Hashtach Avoyos as well that we do. The Hashtach Avoyos that we do is also a product of that recreation of the Avodas Kohen Gadol be Yom HaKippurim. And the Kohen Gadol would call out, Ana Hashem. And the Gemara tells us that it was heard until Yericho. We also express that as well by the Kohen Gadol saying it out loud and singing with Nigun and so on. And we recreate that by bowing. Interestingly, some Rishonim say that during the bowing was also the time of Vidui. That's interesting whether a person should say Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu, be mechaper me for Aver, so say some type of Lashon of Vidui, as according to some Rishonim, that was done Bizman. So there are many things that we're doing on Musaf Yom HaKippurim where we're recreating that avoda. Hence, it is the place for Talmidei Chachamim to comb every single word and every single movement that is done during the Musaf avoda of Yom HaKippurim, that it should be done in a way that is as precise as possible so that one could be Mekayim Unishal Mafarim Sifaseinu. And of course, a person who's a greater Baal Avoda and understands our Mesechta better is a Shliach Tzibur who would be more Ne'eman, one that we could rely on to do the Tefillah and the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Nun Vav in Maseches Yuma.